Well, there are lots of ways to learn about birds. And of course, here we have our own Juneau Audubon Society. And they are promising beautiful birds and beautiful music at their next winter season presentation. And I'm going to ask Brenda Wright, who joins us, how it is that you're going to pair these things together for your meeting this Thursday. Hi, Brenda.
Hi, Rhonda. Nice to speak to you again.
Yeah, it's nice. And I guess we're also getting to that time of the year when we can look forward to our birds coming back and enjoying them a little bit more. So this is kind of our last indoor presentation. So what's on tap? You're going to put music and birds together?
Yes, yes. They always go together, don't they? They make such pretty music, unless it's maybe a crow.
Well, you can hear them. You can put music in your mind's ear and watch them soar across the sky, I guess. I guess a lot of people probably do that.
Yes, indeed. And that's a lot about what they're going to do with the birds in flight music. But first, I'd like to talk a little bit about citizen science, because normally we would be starting our spring bird walks in April quite shortly. But since we can't do that this year, we would like people to be more aware of some free apps for identifying and help you learning to know more about birds.
So tell us about those. I'm sure that people always love to find new apps, especially when they're out and about. They might, you know, see a bird and be curious.
Yes, and these are lovely, of course, because they're free and they work really well. That's even better. So the Merlin Bird ID is something you can put on any of your smart devices, or not. You can just have it as a almost like a book on your tablet or something. And all it wants you to do is tell you where you are, what day, how big the bird was, what colors. You can choose up to 6 colors, and what's it doing? Is it in water, on the ground, flying? And then the app itself will give you all the choices that are possible in your zip code.
Boy, now that's amazing that can be done. So does what you observe go to any kind of a database?
Yeah, that's the other part of it. That's why we're really interested in telling people about eBird, because eBird is also free and it's a citizen science thing where they've been collecting people from all over the world now. Millions and millions of checklists, and because the funding for many different science projects is difficult to come by, they're counting on people just like you and I to say, I saw a robin. The first time I saw one was such and such a day. And that really is helpful for bird migration and all other kinds of interesting things. And so we're going to discuss eBird and Merlin Bird ID. Show just a couple real short videos, just a couple minutes, so that people can see all the different fun things that you can do with both of those apps. And it's one of the more fun things about Merlin Bird ID too, is you can download birds from the entire world. So if you want to just do Alaska, you can do Canada and Alaska, because that's probably safer for us down here in the panhandle. Or you could do all 700 of the North American birds, and it'll be right there on your phone or tablet. But the other thing we're going to discuss is music. And this is because we found out about this wonderful chamber concert in Massachusetts that's put bird flight, the actual birds flying, together with the music. So like if a bird is skipping around like a hummingbird, you might have it next to Brahms doing a lullaby. Or if it's soaring, you would have a different kind of music. So there's actual bird photography matched up with classical music. And we've got a free link to it for anybody to have that wants to.
So all of that coming up at your next presentation on Thursday. I did want to ask you, you know, you've had some great presentations this winter, most recent one with a decoy carver. Can you watch those online?
Yes, I'm so glad you asked that. Yes, we have successfully been able to record that not only the decoy person, but also a couple of the others from last fall, and our latest one, Growing Up Eagle, where we see a bald eagle nest go from egg laying to flight right here in Juneau. And those are on our Facebook page.
So what's on the calendar coming up? I understand that usually the Audubon Society helps out with cleanups, spring cleanups.
You bet. Yep, we're going to do that May 1st. But also we're having a birdathon, which is a day where birders go out and try and see as many birds as possible. It's a fundraiser. And so if you're a really good birder, you can ask your friends, a dime a bird, please, please. And or maybe a little more. And if you see 100 birds, that's how much they have to pay. But the birdathon is also on May 8th. And that's why we are doing this eBird and Merlin Bird ID, so more and more people can go out and enjoy birds. And this year, for our fundraiser, we're splitting our money half and half with the Food Bank of Southeast Alaska.
Wow, now that is a win-win. Well, before we go, once again, can you recap how we can catch your last lecture of the season this Thursday?
Yes, thank you very much. It's going to be on Zoom. And so the clues to how to join the meeting will be on our Facebook page and our web page. And after the presentation, you can get the free link to the entire classical concert, Birds in Flight.
All right. Well, thank you very much. A lot there that you are offering. All right. Brenda Wright with the Juneau Audubon Society. Oh, you have one more thing to share with us. Sorry.
I didn't say 7 p.m. Thursday. Sorry. 7 p.m.
All right. 7 p.m. All right. Thanks very much. Brenda Wright with the Juneau Audubon Society.